be odd. What would that star? What would that flag look like with 51 stars? I haven't seen a change of the flag in my lifetime. Those of you who were born before 1948, when Hawaii and Alaska were allowed in the Union, you saw the change. So what would that change look like with 51 stars? Curious. It is 12 after 8. Time for us to check traffic and see what's going on 100 County Roads. Came in here today and there was nobody on the roads. A lot of high schools have finished up. Middle schools, it's the last day of school. So the only thing I saw on the way in this morning was some of the school buses were holding up some traffic. But on my way, I didn't see anybody until I saw that school bus. So the only thing we have right now is some congestion on 78 eastbound, exit 29, Bedminster. Slow-moving traffic. Delays currently back to 18, Clinton Township. Due to volume, came out at 7:46 this morning. That's it. Drive safe, sound smart, and get your information from HERTTV.com. Hunter Chamber Radio traffic. So what's on Hunter Chamber Radio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heidi back today. She's going to talk to me about the markets, find out what's happening with the latest big blowout in Uber, find out what's happening there. I got an interesting message that retail is down, bankruptcies are up 30-something percent this year. A lot of mom-and-pop stores closing up. That's kind of surprising because we kind of felt that the economy was going well, but it's because of those that have been hanging on to simply brick and mortar. At 8:40, we go traveling. Diane Lane from D&L Travel talks with me about vacationing. 8:45 to 9. At 9 o'clock, Maureen Radarczyk is going to come here from 9 to 10. And we're going to talk about tracing your ancestry, finding your family tree. It's part of celebration observances for this week, so we'll find out about that. At 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic gives us information about how to take care of kids and have them grow up in the 21st century. And she believes that kids are more stressed out and more tech savvy than they were back in our day. So a new technique, a new way of teaching them, a new way of allowing them to grow up. And Raising Conscious Kids Radio is dedicated to that. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamura Roll is on from noon to 1. Ruth brings us techniques to overcome and handle stress, anger management, relationships, all the tips, advice that she can provide as part of her 30-plus years of being a certified therapist. Modern Design with Rich Scuderi is on from 2 to 3. Rich brings us information about how to have a great interior design in your home on a budget. So Rich brings on folks to talk about the challenges that they face, plus he also brings on those that he sources with to help with that. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy, Colin Kelly is on from 3 to 4, having and presenting to you people of interest that she has come in contact with as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. The Human Side with David White and Art Nevin, an eclectic show about anything that has to do with human beings and human behavior and human thought. That's on from 4 to 5. And that's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunting Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The U.S. Army helping me with BrandyLax.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day today. Pharmacists declare war on alcoholism that month. Potty training awareness month. Professional wellness month. PTSD awareness month. Rebuild your life month. Scleroderma awareness month. Skyscraper month. Sorghum Month, Sports America Kids Month, Student Safety Month, Turkey Lovers Month, Vision Research Month, World Naked Bike Ride Month. Gonna have to give that one a thought. Women's Golf Month and World Infertility Month. For this week, it is National Body Piercing Week, National Automotive Service Professionals Week, it's National Flag Week, Men's Health Week, National Hermit Week, Nursing Assistance Week. Starts tomorrow along with the U.S. Open Golf Championship. For today, and we're stocked. Lots of stuff going on. It is Family History Day. It's Flag Day. National Bourbon Day. Pause for the Pledge Day. World Blood Donor Day. International Bath Day, and it's the Army's birthday. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLax.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from Red Skelton. Every year at this day, I play a skit by Red Skelton in which Red talks about the Pledge of Allegiance and the importance of understanding the significance of the words that are involved in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. It's a little old, but it certainly is still very, very important. And so I'm going to play that for Vitamin C, so take a listen.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. I used to. This is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is ever.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Suffice it to say that our officers acted, I believe, heroically today, and they're in good condition, and we look for a rapid recovery.
That's Chief Matthew Verderosa of the United States Capitol Police praising two of his officers for their efforts this morning as a gunman opened fire on Republicans on a baseball field. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul was there and said the gunman was firing an AR-15.
I could see way in the distance, and everybody was saying he has a blue shirt on, but I could not see. The gun sounded like an AR-15 to most of us, and we couldn't see the gun, but it was a rifle.
Alabama Congressman Gary Palmer says he was on the field next to Steve Scalise when he was shot.
I was at shortstop, and Trent Kelly was at third, and Steve Scalise was at second. And I heard a gunshot, and I yelled at Trent. That's a gunshot.
We're continuing to follow this story at usaradio.com.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Gabe.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's squirrel.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Want to get rid of the odor events in your home? Start using Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear and replaces them with the fresh scent of natural citrus. Citrus Magic. Use the non-aerosol spray for odor events and the solids for 24/7 odor control.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Richard Scuderi. We're starting a little late this afternoon, but our show is on Modern Design. Today's show is going to be all about decorating the outside of your home, things that you can do to make your outside more beautiful. We're going to talk about things like outdoor living rooms, outdoor dining rooms, wonderful things like putting an outdoor fan in and change the outside of your house to make it enjoyable for the summer months. With me live in studio, I have my intern, Jesse Chan. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Here.
Jesse has a lot of experience in television, and when we go to video, which is going to be in the next maybe about a month or so, Jesse's going to be our camera guy. He's going to give us instruction. We're going to have quite a show here. So let's start by taking a look at today's weather. And the National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently 84 degrees, much better than the 90s we're having the past couple of days. This afternoon, it will continue to be mostly sunny with a high of 83 degrees. Tonight it will be partly cloudy with a low of 57. On Thursday it'll be a mostly sunny day with a high of 78. Well, that sounds pretty good to me. On Thursday night, mostly cloudy, then chance of showers with a low of 58. On Friday, there's a 50%, there's those showers again, 50% chance of showers with a high of 74. On Friday night, 40% chance of showers with a low of 64. On Saturday, there is a chance of showers, then foggy and thunderstorms with a high of 81. Saturday night, chance of thunder showers with a low of 67. And finally, unfortunately, on Sunday, 60% chance of thunderstorms likely. I guess that's how it goes when the summer comes, right, Jess?
Yeah.
So my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design here on Hundred in Chamber Radio. We have new call letters. We're now called WHCRDB, which is kind of a nice thing to do. And in some of the newer cars, the DB, the digital band, is actually going to be in cars and so on. So they're doing things the right way here, and we're going sort of more technology. Our show, again, as I say, will be going to video, so you'll be able to watch Modern Design each week live in studio or listen and watch it now on the podcast. Well, we're going to take a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design right after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's, Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design live in studio. I have Jesse as my guest with me, and we're going to talk about a topic that Jesse and I spoke about briefly yesterday, and that was outdoor decorating. People are more and more into their homes. I think with the times being so crazy and all the things that are going on out there with being in public events and big venues, I think people are putting time and money into setting up their home backyards because they want to feel safe and they want to feel closer to home. So when I was preparing for this show and I was looking around in the stores, I have never seen more things for outside than I've seen right now. The best patio furniture, the best cushions, the most wonderful things that they've come up with in terms of lighting at night and things that make your space absolutely beautiful. I'm going to talk first about some trends that I saw when I went shopping for a client, and also looking at what I was going to talk about in this week's show. And also, if you want more information, you can go to my blog page. It always corresponds with our show. And that's The Color Guru, The Color, C-O-L-O-R, Guru, G-U-R-U, at Blogspot, BLOGSPOT.com. Always for information on the show. So some of the trends I saw in decorating was, first of all, sort of what I see in decorating inside your home, and that is the color gray. Lots of gray this year, and a lot of gray metal. So often patio sets would be dark brown. That was the last invasion of color, browns and blues. I see lots of gray this year, lots of gray aluminum, lots of gray vinyl, lots of gray in general. Also gray cushions and things of soft nature, but lots of gray as it is in decorating on the inside of the house. The next color I saw a lot of is that sort of peridot or citrus green, one of the colors that I really do like. I saw it paired with gray. I've also seen it paired with white and black, and the citrus green was a very popular color for the season. The third color I saw a lot was black, lots of black in outdoor decorating this year, both in the metals and in the fabrics and finishes, lots of black. Number four on my list were all shades of blue. I think everything that I saw, the patio cushions, the umbrellas, everything in all shades of blue, from a very light teal to the darkest navy you could see that was almost black. And I think that's following suit more and more when I see ordering for even fall this year now. Lots of blue in the landscape, all shades of blue. Number five is a combination of two colors together, and that's teal and citrus together, done in sort of very graphic patterns. Lots of citrus and teal in graphic patterns. Gray and yellow is another popular combination I'm seeing this year, specifically with geometric design. Red continues to be popular, not so much inside, but outside, a lot of red. A lot of red cushions piped in white, lots of red geometric shapes. Geometrics in general, number eight, is something that I saw. Lots of patterning to fabric. Even market umbrellas actually now seeing pattern, which I thought was kind of new this year. Number nine on my list was outdoor rugs. Outdoor rugs, when they first came out, people said, that's sort of strange. But I tell you that there's a practicality to outdoor rugs. What is, most people have bare feet, and outdoor rugs are a layer of protection. If people spill something, if people drop glass, it's an extra layer of protection. Also, not all decking surface remains cool. A lot of it's hot. And if you go with an outdoor rug, often they're made of synthetic fibers. Most of the new rugs are made out of recycled soda bottles, so they do not retain heat, so they keep your feet comfortable. They also prevent stains on your deck and your patio area. Outdoor pillows. This year, the outdoor pillows are so good looking. I'm actually selling them in my store for people that have children, because you could spill grape juice on an outdoor pillow and just sort of hose it off. So outdoor pillows are amazing. And so many places had really nice outdoor pillows. You actually had to feel them to see that they were outdoor. Number 10 on my list was succulents. The succulent plants are so popular right now, and the artificial ones are so realistic, they actually look like you can't really tell between them. So lots of planters for outside with pots of succulents in them. Number 11 on the list is pallet planters. And this is a project I just did for somebody. I completed a contemporary house renovation in Tewksbury, New Jersey, and I decided I wanted to do something different in their patio area. It was in a corner in between two walls, and I said, you know what, let's do some planting on the wall. And with the help of the wonderful people at Rutgers Landscaping, who were in studio last week, or at least on the phone with us last week, they had a really neat idea there. You take a pallet, an old pallet, and then you paint it gray, and then you attach it to your wall of the side of your house. Then where the, now that it's sideways, you have these sort of strips of wood. You put a piece of lucite down on each one, so you have a bottom, and then you put small pots of succulents in different shapes. What a neat idea to do. Things with pallets in general, pallet fences, things that look like pallets, industrial-looking things for the outsiders, just as popular as the inside, and really kind of neat-looking. And finally, the shapes this year for outside were a lot linear and a lot more modern. Lots of square and rectangular planters of all types, metal, and a general more contemporary look. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big Z coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm live in studio with my intern, Jesse, who I'm going to make blush, and especially when he goes on the air. I'm going to really make him blush when we make him answer and talk to us on the air. Okay, so we're going to start with talking about what I saw when I was out there looking in preparation of the show. And I'm going to start with dining sets because I saw lots and lots of dining sets. I think it's really nice to eat outside this summer, don't you?
Yeah, you know, this outdoor stuff is actually in my neighborhood. I actually help my mom out a lot with the outdoor stuff, and especially I actually recognize a lot of the stuff you're talking about right now.
No, and this year there were so many beautiful choices. Now, in dining sets, I saw a lot of combinations, but most of the dining sets I saw were either aluminum or some sort of a metal, often gray, black, white. Brown was still there, but not as popular, and least popular was sort of a dark green. Lots of gray and black metals, aluminum in particular for sets. Wrought iron continues to be very popular and good-looking aluminum when white or black. And also resin. That resin does have its place. It's not as beautiful, but there is a price point and a practicality to resin when it comes to it. Now, what I do recommend to people often, and in my current patio set, which needs to be replaced, by the way, I like to use slingback chairs. Do you know what a slingback chair is, Jesse?
Maybe you should explain it.
A slingback chair is a chair that doesn't have cushions. Most people buy patio sets because they get to put beautiful cushions on their patio set. The problem is it is outside, and when the weather changes, you have to remember to get rid of those cushions fast, or you have wet, moldy cushions. So a slingback chair is sort of webbed, if you will. So in a patio set, it's kind of nice because if people spill things on the chair, you can just hose them off and they dry very quickly and easily. And then you don't have to worry. It's sort of maintenance free if the weather changes, you go inside and the chairs don't get wet. So slingback chairs are increasingly popular. Chairs with cushions remain popular as well, but the slingback chairs, I feel, are a better fit. Market umbrellas. Umbrellas are more popular than ever. I saw a lot of freestanding umbrellas this year, oversized umbrellas that go on the side of a table instead of directly over the table to cover a big surface area. Because sometimes when you have a market umbrella or an umbrella in the middle of a table, it doesn't cover people on the ends per se. So if there's light rain and you want to continue to eat outside, a larger market umbrella could be a way to go. So that was a little bit about what we saw about the dining sets, now living sets. I'm seeing outdoor living rooms grounded by rugs, and I really like outdoor rugs. I think they're a great stay. Last year, I bought my own self my first rug, and I put it on there, and I thought to myself, wow, it doesn't get hot. There's nothing worse than when you have flip-flops or bare feet burning the bottoms of your feet, especially if you have a pool. But the outdoor rugs, which are often made of recycled materials, namely soda bottles, don't pick up the heat. They also, if you have maybe white or gray decking or brown decking and you want to bring a color in, they can reinforce that color by having a solid mass of a specific color, whether it be teal or red or what have you. But there's a lot of living room sets out there, if you will. Sofas, love seats, wonderful oversized chairs, chairs that swivel, end tables for outside, nests of tables for outside. Again, outdoor rugs, Adirondack chairs, wonderful pieces of furniture that are modular, that are easy to move around, that you can set up and have an actual living area. Number three on my list was lighting. And some of the interesting and innovative things I saw in lighting for this year is umbrella lights. Umbrella lights have gotten kind of interesting looking. They are on the bottom of your umbrella, above where you're eating, different types of lights that go on that specific space. So above you, you have some wonderful lighting. And I saw them in all different shapes, in LED, the bulbs themselves sometimes being decorative. String lights are wonderful. There's something called like an Italian outdoor patio light. And you've seen them all. I carry them in my store. The bulb is an Edison bulb that has sort of the filament showing. They're typically in black. They're a bigger bulb than a Christmas light, but stringing them on your deck or patio area is very nice. I have some clients that have that set up, and it's a wonderful look to light that area. Solar lights for outside. If you have a very sunny yard, use solar lights in your landscape. Use solar lights on your deck. It's a way of having evening light. And of course, cloches and candles are wonderful for ambient light. And what a cloche is, it's a piece of glass that you can hang, and then when you put a candle in it at night, it reflects the light, and it is another light source for the space. So wonderful lighting sources for your outside. Okay, we're up to a little bit past half the hour, so we're going to go to our news, and then we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Madam President, I have just been informed that the alleged shooter at the Republican baseball practice this morning is someone who apparently volunteered on my presidential campaign.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders confirming the man who opened fire on Republicans this morning on a baseball field was one of his campaign volunteers. Sanders roundly condemned the man and condemned the entire incident.
And let me be as clear as I can be. Violence of any kind is unacceptable in our society, and I condemn this action in the strongest possible terms.
President Trump confirmed that the gunman, 66-year-old James Hodgson of Belleville, Illinois, died at the hospital from his gunshot wounds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, sit. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
The parents of a college student who was detained in North Korea and now has come home in a coma is slamming North Korea.
Otto Warmbier's parents say their son was brutalized and terrorized by what they call the pariah regime. He'd been sentenced to 15 years hard labor after attempting to steal a propaganda poster, according to North Korean officials, while on a tour there in 2016. He arrived back in the United States on Tuesday, but he's in a coma. North Korean officials say he fell into the coma over a year ago after contracting botulism and then being given a sleeping pill.
A shooting at a UPS center in California.
This is a very fluid situation, but several people have been shot at the UPS distribution center in San Francisco's Mission District, and there are reports that two may be dead. The medical examiner has been called to the scene. Initial reports say a UPS employee may have opened fire about 9 o'clock local time. Reports say a suspect is in custody, but a shelter-in-place order remains in effect.
USA Radio News.
If you're as tired of the anti-Trump rhetoric and protests as I am, it's time to stand up and show your support for the 45th president. There's no better way to do that than to proudly wear your pro-Trump apparel. The best site to find high-quality merchandise is ProTrump45.com. You'll find all the most popular slogans on shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Be an adorable deplorable and help make America great again. Go to ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. Check it out now. ProTrump45.com.
A man in the United States illegally who crossed the border into Canada in the dead of winter being given asylum in Canada. Here's the story.
The 35-year-old man from Ghana walked from North Dakota across the Canadian border in sub-zero temperatures on Christmas Eve, suffering severe frostbite in the process and eventually losing his fingers. He was granted refugee status this week after a closed-door hearing with the Immigration and Refugee Board. He decided to cross the border from the U.S. amid rising fears that he could be deported back to his home country.
The United Nations is claiming U.S. airstrikes are killing civilians in Syria. More from Chris Barnes.
United Nations investigators claim airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition are causing, quote, a staggering loss of life. Raqqa is the de facto capital of the territory that the terrorist group holds in Syria and Iraq. The battle to take that city has driven at least 160,000 civilians from their homes. The International Rescue Committee estimating 200,000 civilians are still trapped in the city, where 3,000 to 4,000 ISIS fighters are also holed up. I'm Chris Barnes.
Scientists claim they're working on a drug that causes skin to tan without sun exposure. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital believe the substance could help users lower their risk of skin cancer. The drug is still in development and not ready for commercial use. The research is appearing in the journal Cell Reports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm in studio, and my guest with me is Jesse Chen. He's my new intern. He has a background in television. He's going to make us look and sound good, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, hopefully he's right. Okay, I have faith in you. All right, so we're continuing our list today, and that list happens to be decorating for outside and some of the things that I think you could or should get this season that are wonderful. Number four on my list is HVAC, just as inside, you want to feel comfortable outside. So for comfort and coolness, outdoor fans have become more popular. They're usually on stands and can give you some coolness when it's very humid out. But there's another reason to get an outdoor fan, and that is it keeps the bugs away. When the bugs see that there's sort of a pattern of air, they stay clear away from it. So it's a surefire way to keep the bugs away without using pesticides. The other side is patio heaters. Has anybody here been to California? Everywhere in California, Southern California, Northern California, patio heaters at every restaurant. I'm starting to see them in New Jersey in residential homes now. They're becoming more and more popular. They extend your season, and they're really nice to have at night when you're entertaining. Number five on my list is enclosures. Wonderful enclosures to extend the season, to be able to be out at night, to be able to out when it's very sunny. Wonderful enclosures, screen porches, pergolas, wonderful things that are just inexpensive, somewhere between $200 and $1,200, where you see enclosures, maybe octagon shapes, maybe rectangular, that have netting, just to give you a little reprieve from the weather. More now than ever in all sorts of price ranges. Again, as we discussed earlier, much bigger umbrellas, umbrellas that are on stands that you can put furniture under and sit on. Awnings, wonderful awnings. Awnings that we've seen for years have become a lot less expensive. The Sunsetter awning and certain awnings have better price points than they did before, and very easy to get an affordable awning, even if it's something manually that you just put out and keep the sun or the elements off. It's kind of nice sometimes to eat outside when it is raining if you can keep the rain off you. It's a little bit cooler when that happens, and it's nice as well. Number six on my list is something that we've already talked about, and that's wonderful outdoor rugs in all shapes and sizes. Good for the environment. It's a recycled product and keeps your space cool and keeps stains off your deck. Number seven on the list is pots and planters. Pots and planters, and we talked about this in a previous show in regards to outside. So beautiful this year, so many choices. Some of my favorite work continued the cement pots, which I just love the look of them. You know, when you have cement pots, you really have to bring them in at the end of the season because with the freezing and thawing, you lose them. But if you do keep them out season after season, they begin to get their own sort of a patina. Often they'll pick up sort of a mossy green color to them, which can be absolutely beautiful. My favorite cement planters in my house are ones that are 20 years or older because they pick up this beautiful finish you could never possibly create. Ceramic pots are great this year. I saw ceramic pots in mustard yellow and beautiful indigo blue and red and all sorts of wonderful colors. And ceramics will give you a really good-looking pot. Sometimes a trick is do your pots all in one color. Maybe you do wonderful red ceramic pots, but then make all your flowers white. That's a wonderful statement to do outside. Terracotta remains very popular. Terracotta is very susceptible, though, to moisture and cracking. So terracotta for the season, and after Labor Day, bring those inside because they will crack. There are all sorts of composite or fiberboard-type planters that look like they're a cement, but they're much lighter and they're easier to deal with. Resins or plastics remain popular. Wood. I did see a lot of wood planters this year, especially in the square shape. One of my favorite ones is the classic planter that is a square made of wood painted either a dark charcoal gray or a matte black. And those are great, particularly at a front entrance. If you want something that's a little cleaner and more contemporary, get yourself two wood planters, do them in a sort of a dark gray or a black color, and great flowers in them, architectural and really good looking, particularly this season, and also easy to find. The square shape is very popular. The rectangular shape is very popular. Iron, I'm seeing a lot of black iron or iron overlays. Cocoa mats, are you familiar with what a cocoa mat is?
I'm not, actually.
It kind of looks like burlap, if you will, and the dirt sits in it. It's sort of almost like it's almost like a coffee filter sort of looking planter, and I see a lot of them done in conjunction with another planter, a good look as well. Sometimes I'm seeing planters that are iron that have two or three cocoa mats in them, and then there's rows of different plants, which is kind of nice if you want to have some height. And that's another thing I saw. You don't have to limit your planting surface to just the pot. You can take the pot, then you can take something, some sort of a taller structure, if you will, and you could have sets of plants on them on different rows, which is a nice way to make your plants taller. You also can take a topiary or a tall plant. You know, often you'll see in the garden centers or even in Home Depot and Lowe's hibiscus trees, so thin trees where it's on top where there's the beauty, so then you have a taller structure. So if you're at the front of the house for drama or you want to bring some height, you don't have to limit it to the low planter. You can create something else. It's all about individuality this year. It's all about creating your own look and a shape. And I think people are getting better and better. I often like to take walks at night through residential neighborhoods just to sort of take a look at what people are doing. I often see people doing that. They'll take something like a tall topiary, but then they go one step further. They'll plant something around the base, so you have two tiers of something going on that's very interesting in shape. Number eight on my box, on my list is something that I like a lot, and those are window boxes. In fact, I've been shopping around myself for my Maplewood location to put some window boxes to get some wonderful color. Now, if you're in an area where there's a lot of deer, a window box is wonderful for bringing in some wonderful color. Unfortunately, the deer seem to go towards the things that we all love, the most sweet-smelling and beautiful plantings. Well, if you have window boxes and your window boxes are raised, you're able to do things that you normally can't do in deer areas, like geraniums, like beautiful petunias, things that are very sweet, and have that look on the house and then not be able to worry about the deer taking them. Also, when you have flowering vines or things that drip down, if you have them in window boxes, you really appreciate them because they're at a high level. So window boxes were high on my list this year. Deck boxes. Jesse, do you know what a deck box is for?
I might, but why don't you explain it to me?
Okay, he knows what a deck box is for. A deck box is for storage, and I love deck boxes. Originally, they were just resin. They were kind of ugly and utilitarian. But deck boxes are wonderful if you do have cushions. You have a place to store them. You don't only want to take cushions off after you use them for the water. You want to take them off for the sun because the sun will fade your cushions very fast. You can go through one season, and cushions are expensive and have to replace them because they're faded. So with cushions, if you have a set with cushions, either a dining set or a living set, you want to, at the end of using them, get in the habit of getting something like a deck box so that they're covered, they're close to you, and they're protected. The second thing I like to use a deck box, and often I use more than one, is if you have a dining area and you're eating and you have guests over and you have different bowls, you have corn on the table, you have hot dog rolls, hamburgers, so on. Often there's not a lot of surface area. If you have a deck box next to your dining table, you can use it as a sideboard and put all the dishes off on the sideboard and be able to have more surface room. So that's a great use for that. So let's go on a little bit more here, and we'll talk about fountains. Fountains are wonderful, and there's all different types of fountains. I think people think of a very Italianesque, I could say that because my name ends in a vowel, fountain. But there are fountains that are made of iron. There are fountains that are made of all different materials. You could have a fountain that's a wall fountain that's built into a space. A three-tiered fountain could be nice. All sorts of fountains. And fountains are great because the sound of water is very relaxing to people. And if you have an area, a lot of us have been new construction or near highways, especially in New Jersey, the most densely populated state, and a fountain will soften that. If I'm looking to help somebody sell their house and I hear traffic noise, I always recommend in the courtyard in the front, we have some sort of a water feature for that. And speaking of sounds, garden chimes. Now let's talk a little bit about garden chimes, because garden chimes have gotten a bad rap lately, that people don't like garden chimes. I don't know if the TV show or the movie, but recently there was something where the lady just pulled it off the branch. I happen to like them. I think they're very whimsical. I think they're very nice. You want to be very careful with them if you're in a high-density area. The other thing that I like for outside, and I sometimes stage for parties, is Chinese paper lanterns. And being able to add them to a space, they're very inexpensive. I did a pool party for some people, and their color was purple. And I went out and I bought, I'd say 20 Chinese paper lanterns, and they had in their backyard around the pool, they had this beautiful white birch tree, very old with lots of branches that were low, and I hung all over this tree, these paper lanterns. I had lights on it at night, and it was just covered with these beautiful festive paper lanterns. What a difference that made. Obviously, you could only use them for an event or put them up that time, but you could reuse them as long as they don't get wet, and paper lanterns are terrific. If you have a garden enclosure, as I do, at the beginning of each season, I buy a new really large Chinese paper lantern and put that in the center, and it creates a wonderful shape. You also you have to be very careful because it's paper, but if you have a cloche or an enclosure, you can light that with a candle, and then you'll have sort of an illumination around the paper lantern, which is quite wonderful. All right, we're going to go to one more set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 20 years. I have locations in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, and also in Maplewood. If you go up north near the Short Hills Mall, Maplewood Village is a lovely place to shop and have lunch. My location in Maplewood is 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Both stores carry all sorts of furniture, accessories, candles, gift items, and stop in and visit. I'm in one of the stores each day, every day, and would love to get to know some of my listeners personally. Also, just on a personal note, I have written my first book, which is being published. It's called The Lonely Boy, and I am going to be interviewed here on the station with Chris Bianco. We're going to talk about the book and what it takes to make a book. So listen, probably next week sometime, we'll be talking about something a little off topic, which is my book, The Lonely Boy. Okay, so our topic today happens to be decorating outside your home and different things that you can do to make that space sort of special, intimate, to have a dinner party outside and have people say, I'm going to copy that. And isn't copying something probably the sincerest form of flattery? When you like something so much, you see it at the other people's house. So number 12 on my list of things that you can do to improve your outdoor space to decorate it is put up trellises. Trellises of metal or wood are wonderful. You know, there's a lot of wonderful flowering vines out there that are wonderful in the summer season. One of them happens to be clematis, and clematis comes in all different sort of colors. It climbs, and it's beautiful. It blooms several times in the summer, and if you have it on a trellis near a patio or deck area, it's wonderful. Anything that gives you height in a patio area is always very dramatic. Any sort of new dawn rose is a rose that comes to mind that would be pretty on a trellis for the summer season. Morning glories, which aren't out all day, but in the morning when you're having a cup of coffee and there's those blue morning glories out there, they look wonderful on a white trellis. Another thing that you might want to consider. Number 13 on my list was decorative gates. Gates of iron or wood are wonderful for an entry of a space, making it feel welcoming and special. Number 14 on the list is pergolas. And I'm taking on my own project this year. I'm going to finally, after 11 years, try to build a pergola in the space. Jess, you know what a pergola is?
I do not.
A pergola is an enclosure, but it's not completely covered. So the enclosure has posts that are typically wood, and then the top kind of looks like slats. Maybe you visualize what I'm talking now, but there are spaces between the slats. So it gives you some sort of a general enclosure, but what I'm going to do is put a piece of plexiglass on top so it gives the appearance that it's open. But then if you're exposed to the elements, you have some protection from rain. Typically, when you have a pergola, you put some sort of vines on it, and it becomes very softened. But it becomes a great space to entertain in, whether you put in some wonderful chairs to sit and have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, or a dining set with a pergola. It's a nice visual. It has some protection from the elements. Very popular this year. I see many of them in garden centers, and it's a great look. Number 15 on the list is retaining walls. Retaining walls have a practical application because they keep the earth back and they keep things balanced. But retaining walls are a wonderful opportunity to be staged. If you're having a party at night and you have retaining walls in the distance, get some wonderful hurricanes, and at night have wonderful battery-operated LED candles that go on. There are battery-operated candles now that work on remote control. And if you're entertaining outside, you can light up your garden by using the staging of the retaining walls and having light white candles outside at night in the distance look amazing. And an interesting and inexpensive thing to do, both just for yourself or at night when you're entertaining. Outdoor flags. Outdoor flags are probably not as popular as they were a number of years ago, but I love them. I at my entrance, when I'm having company, when it going in the side gate, I always have a seasonal flag. I have a spring one, I have a summer one, I have a fall one, I guess no winter one. But seasonal flags say welcome to a space. Inexpensive, sometimes less than $20, but can really add some visual interest. Number 17 on my list is pool furniture. And pool furniture, just like the patio furniture we talked about, wonderful. I saw wonderful lounge chairs this year. gray metal, really sharp looking, a lot of functionality. I've even seen lounge chairs where you can push a button and they're actually automated. How lazy are people going to get? No wonder there's an obesity problem in America. Beautiful aluminum and wrought iron patio furniture. Furniture made of resin that looks a lot better this year, more updated, wonderful colors, grays and blacks, dark colors. Wonderful cushions, better than ever. I see a lot of the Sunbrella brand fabrics being used at the pool, which is nice because even when you're using them, if you put them away, when you have 8 hours in the hot sun around a pool, it often can fade furniture. So lots of Sunbrella, which is a name brand, or fabrics that are treated so they're not as heavily susceptible to the elements in a space that are wonderful. Wonderful colors this year. Again, teal is a very popular color. All shades of blue. I saw more blue this year in all shades than ever, and much more patterns again. Not floral patterns like in years past, lots of geometrics. Not too much stripes, but lots of geometrics and interesting modern designs. Number 19 on my list is garden benches. Garden benches in metal, garden benches in wood. Garden benches are terrific. They're a point for you to be able to use to sit, but also they're a staging point for beautiful things, for pots, for for just some beauty in the garden. Garden benches are wonderful. Number 20 on my list is garden sculptures. I did go to a shop up in New Hope, Pennsylvania, which was a florist, and the back was all dedicated to different types of garden structures. Some of them were glass. There was mercury glass ones. There were metal sculptures, all sorts of interesting things to look at. You know, often when you're in an outdoor space and if you have a lot of land, like many of us in Hunterdon County, there are wonderful gardens in the area. You can always, at night, you can illuminate these things and have them be just absolutely beautiful in a space. So don't forget about things like adding sculpture to a garden. Jesse, have you ever gone down to the Gardens for Sculpture down in southern New Jersey? It's sort of near Trenton. There's Gardens for Sculpture.
I have not.
Did you ever hear of the artist Stuart Johnson?
I have.
He does wonderful sculptures. He does wonderful people, sculptures of people, and they look lifelike. My father is in a nursing home, the Parker home in Piscataway, New Jersey. In the gardens around Parker, they have workmen that are sculptures in their gardens, and you actually think that they are the people. They're that realistic. They have a guy mowing the lawn in the parking lot, and you think this guy is really mowing the lawn. There's a guy in the garden that has a hat on. He looks like he's from England. It actually looks like he's like enjoying the flowers in the space. So something very interesting. The Gardens for Sculpture down in, I believe it's Trenton, New Jersey. There's a wonderful restaurant there with a terrible name called Rats. But the Garden for Sculpture has wonderful garden sculptures. And if you go down in that area towards Lawrenceville, going further south along 31, you'll start to see that there are some sculptures just on the side of the road. So garden sculpture is very popular. Very interesting. Well, Jesse, we've come to the end of another hour. We got a little bit of a late start, so I do apologize for that. I ask you to continue to tune into Modern Design. We are going to stay with this time slot from 2 to 3, and I look forward to seeing all of my guests next week. We're going to do something a little interesting, but I'll tell you about that in my social media. Well, thank you for listening to Modern Design. Listen, have a wonderful week, everybody. Try to get out there for the nice days we have before the weekend rain comes. Thank you all, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Madam President, I have just been informed that the alleged shooter at the Republican baseball practice this morning is someone who apparently volunteered on my presidential campaign.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders confirming the man who opened fire on Republicans this morning on a baseball field was one of his campaign volunteers. Sanders roundly condemned the man and condemned the entire incident.
And let me be as clear as I can be. Violence of any kind is unacceptable in our society, and I condemn this action in the strongest possible terms.
President Trump confirmed that the gunman, 66-year-old James Hodgson of Belleville, Illinois, died at the hospital from his gunshot wounds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
The parents of a college student who was detained in North Korea and now has come home in a coma is slamming North Korea.
Otto Warmbier's parents say their son was brutalized and terrorized by what they call the pariah regime. He'd been sentenced to 15. 15-